Ooh, all right, guys. So we got a question from a Fu Ying in Wuhan. Let's take a listen.
Hello, everybody, and my name is Fu Ying, and from Wuhan. I found you guys are really great, so I have some special questions for you to answer. This is my question. I'm always confused about a phenomenon that some people could balance their entertainment and work really well. Others, they seem to work all the time but still can't finish their work. So my question is it the problem of efficiency or other stuff? And did you ever come across such problems? If did, how did you handle it?
All right, guys. So basically, as I understand, the question is, how
we're great.
Well, yes,
yeah,
first of all, let's point that out. We're great.
Yes, thank you so much.
According to Fu Ying Wuhan. But
thank you.
Also, this is maybe a very good question. Mm. I think it is a really good question for me. The yin and yang of balancing work and play is not always so easy. Temptation is always at your doorstep in the form of, for me, video games, or maybe friends saying, hey, you should just come out and, you know, you don't need to go to bed early. Just come out and hang out, man. And these kind of temptations are often there in life, and sometimes it's hard to say no. So Lai Ming, what do you got here? What would you say to find this balance?
Well, that is such a good question. I mean, sometimes for some people, they seem to have it all. They can do very well in their work or in their study, and then at the same time, they seem to be pretty good gamers. I mean, you just can't help just envy them. I mean, in some cases, yes, they are very efficient people. They have a system to manage their time, and they also have very good discipline. They know when they should stop, when they should play games, when they should go on and study. That's the kind of people that we all admire, and we all look forward to just learn from them and also perhaps get some insight on how to manage our lives. Obviously, there are ways that we can do. For instance, playing and studying should be a very good, happy mix between each other. I mean, there's an old saying that all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, and that makes sense. So, I believe I'm a gamer myself, and I believe yes, indeed, sometimes taking some time to play the game do make you more efficient. Well, in the least, it makes you happier.
But this saying was created before video games.
So ball games, rugby, football, they're all games, right?
Yeah,
for
sure.
So that's one thing, and also there are just some, well, geniuses or prodigies, they're just so efficient or so smart that they just don't
Thank
have
you,
to
Lai
spend
Ming.
A lot of time
for recognizing us. Yes, I just want to. No, I mean, you're right. For some people, it's easy, right?
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
But it's not always easy for the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
Huang Shen, what about you? How do you balance your time between Chris Wu concerts and work and whatnot?
I think that's a really tough question. I think sometimes we all want to play and we don't want to work, but we have to work, right? But I think I'm pretty lucky because I love my work. So I think for me, I would try to condense like my working time on the weekdays, on Monday to Friday. So I would enjoy my leisure time or some entertainment activities during the weekends. So in the weekends, I try to like not thinking about anything related to the work. And then when I come back to Monday, so that's really terrible. I need to start like planning the whole week's schedule. So I feel I just trying to keep the after work time as my private time. So I can do whatever I want and take a really chill out and some relax or go to the gym. But when I was working, I will focus on my work. But I have to say, when I was a student, I'm not a very good student, but I'm a really heavy procrastinator.
Ooh.
For example, the professor gave me the assignment on Monday and said the due date is Friday. I have to say, I'm really...
You did that Friday morning?
I start from Thursday night. So
Thursday
I will
night.
Spend... I will spend a Monday to Thursday morning playing or enjoying my life. And then from the Thursday night, I will focus on my paper. But do you know what? I got a scientific support. I remember I watched a TED Talk once. It's about a procrastinator.
This is your favorite TED Talk.
That is. And that guy, I forgot his name, a really excellent professor. He said he used to be a pre-procrastinator. But then he found out he's less efficient than those procrastinators. Do you know why?
Why?
Because when it's approaching a deadline, it's the peak time for you to initiate or trigger your creativity.
You're really focused.
Yes, actually before the due date, like your creativity is at the highest level. So I always like hold this TED talk whenever some people
This sounds like the procrastinator's Bible.
Yes, everyone should watch that. That's a good episode of TED talk, and that's the only one I can remember really clearly.
Because it helps you a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, no coincidence, but no, maybe there's something to that. I mean, I'm also a procrastinator, and it's sometimes it's not even a choice. It's I just fall into it.
Instinct.
Yeah, like I get shaken out of this mindset. All of a sudden, I wake up right before when the paper is due. I'm like, I just teleported here. Oh, God, I got to hurry. And then I run and I just start typing. But actually, you know, I graduated college, all right? I got a degree. So, but guys, I think actually many times work is more than just what we do for a paycheck. But it's laundry at home. It's doing the dishes.
Yeah.
It's mopping the floor. It's cooking dinner when you get home instead of ordering out and playing video games and being like, whatever, you know? And so making those hard choices. Over, you know, the easy choices. So for me, I don't think it was ever something that I necessarily got to decide. To tell you the truth, my dad is a voice that is often in my head. Because when I was a kid, this is like what Huang Shen is saying. I did this with all aspects of my life. I'm like, meh, whatever, I don't care. I'll do it when I feel like it. And then I never felt like it, so it just didn't get done. And my dad, he would say things, you know, like, Ryan, do you want to be X, Y, and Z when you grow up? Or do you want to blah, blah, blah? Do you want that cool, fast car one day? Well, you better work. And he knew how to legitimately kind of make me feel a sense of fear that my actions were creating a future that I would not enjoy and I would be stuck in. This was basically the moral of my dad's story. And so every time I get put in the situation where I'm like, hey, this sounds like a good idea. I should do my laundry instead of playing video games because I know having a clean load of laundry is going to make my week easier. I'm like, oh, but the video games, man, I need to play those. But there's this voice in my head. It's like, it's just that voice of my dad being like, don't you dare do it. I'm your dad. I'm not really here, but I'm here enough to tell you you're making a mistake, son. And I'm like, oh, God, oh, dad, where? Oh. And I end up doing the laundry. But, okay, afterwards, when I wake up, I thank my future self, thanks my dad, because I'm like, oh, man, oh, thank goodness I did this laundry, because you know what? I had zero time this week. And otherwise, I would have to wear my bathing suit to work.
Wow, that's right.
And it's cold out there, folks. So. But yeah, so that was something that happened with me. Anyways, closing statements, guys. What do you think? How do you do this?
Well, I guess, Ryan, it makes sense. I mean, the sound of your dad is obviously the sound of discipline. And sometimes the sound of discipline really does help you and make your life easier. But there's also this case that we are all different people. We all have to find our own systems. Like maybe for Huang Shan, well, her way to be productive is to postpone and try and burn the midnight oil and just be really focused at midnight and to get the job done. And also maybe for some people, their prime time is perhaps to do their job early, very, very, very early in the morning. They get up early and then get the job done and enjoy life. I mean, we are all different people, and it's important that we all find our own system that will make us work even better. And also, have you ever imagined that the case that maybe for some people, when you look at them, you realize that maybe they're having a good time, but perhaps you have no idea what they do at night. Maybe they're just like Huang Shan, they're writing the term paper in the middle of night. And so in Chinese, we have this saying, 只看见贼吃肉,没看见贼挨打. In Chinese, in English, it means when we look at the bandits, they seem to have a good time, or the pirates. They seem to have a good time drinking.
Yar, matey, you sure do.
Eating, yeah. So all the while, you don't realize that they've been hunting by the police. So they actually have a difficult time. Like Huang Shan, they're actually writing term papers at night.
Yar.
I was pretty enjoyed like my time because I can sit there and it's very quiet about the surroundings. I just focus on my paper and my thought, my profound thoughts, and I have a cup of coffee next to my laptop. I just tapping the laptop like the crazy cat and
your favorite
sticker.
Kind of cat.
Yeah. That's the blue British Shorthair. I don't want to mention it here, but that's my favorite type of cat. But that's a really cute sticker for procrastination.
Oh,
so,
my goodness. I'm just imagining you doing that, and
yeah,
it's the funniest thing.
Just like me, and I feel like, I think Lemming point make a really good point. Just follow your schedule and follow your like instinct or follow your heart. Just choose a way that you feel comfortable with.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, and I'm not going to jump on the TED Talk train here.
You should watch that. That's a really good talk.
She's obviously recruiting new members to his club of procrastinators.
She's starting a group here on Roundtable. Yeah. But you know what? I am a procrastinator, Huangshen. I share in this habit that you have talked about. And what I'll say is, it was never really a choice, I think. Or now, I guess it is, because I'm very conscious of my habits. But I knew I'd get it done. This was the faith I had in myself.
Yes.
But I also knew that anything can happen in that last minute that would completely jeopardize the quality of it, right? If I had that little extra time, I could have done this, you know, the night before. It was being a procrastinator, guys. Guys, it's tough being a procrastinator.
It is. Jeez. We've all been through that.
You know, I want everybody to know, even though we look like we put in minimal effort, those 2 hours before the papers due, we would rather jump off a cliff than do this, and it's the worst thing ever. Yeah. We hit every rock on the way down as we're falling down this cliff and eventually land in the due date of the paper, beaten up and just wanting to go home. Emotional, even, you know, but it's a stressful way to live, I think.
I remember finishing 2 term papers over one night.
We don't condone this behavior, folks.
I don't want to go back to that.
We got a lot of students listening. Guys, you know, if you can, do yourself a favor. And if you're a procrastinator, trick yourself into thinking, oh, my God, it's due tomorrow, when it's due maybe a couple days from then. Because, you know, the thing is, just like that laundry story, you feel so much better when it's done. And then you will enjoy the social situations you are doing so much more when everybody else is like, oh, I got to go home, guys, because I still haven't done that paper that's due in an hour.
Oh,
and you're like, I did that a long time ago. Let's go to the arcade. Let's go to the Chris Wu concert.
Respect.
Yeah, respect. All right, guys. I hope we successfully answered that question because we definitely had a lot of fun answering it.
Yeah.